I know we're recording now. All right, welcome back to Sheep Farm. And just before we start, if you want to contact us, it's info@sheepfarm.co.uk. Don't leave a comment expecting us to contact you from there because we might not read it, we might miss it. But if you email us at info@sheepfarm.co.uk, you'll get straight through to Chris, who will get back to you in about 3 months. I'm only joking. Thanks to us... members as well, because without your support, Chris wouldn't be able to do all this extra stuff. And yeah, and tonight we've got back with us Matt Landman, who is a filmmaker, speaker, all-round trailblazer. He made the first about film about chemtrails called Frankenskies. Way back in, I'm saying way back, it feels like way back now, doesn't it? In 2017, Matt?
Yes, sir.
2017. And I think... You were talking about a second one in the pipeline as well. Maybe we'll talk about that later. And to me and Chris were talking earlier, and Matt epitomizes the very word activist. That when I've listened to you going back years ago, that's you were like a proper activist, none of these plastic activists that we see around us, like Russell Brand and people like that. And he's also the owner of Spyro Protective Clothing, which we'll come on to as well. So welcome back, Matt.
Thanks, Dom. And hi, Chris. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. You guys are great. And I was reminiscing on our last show. It's one of the better shows that I've ever done because of how comfortable and fun I felt, you know, chatting with you guys. Oh, so I look forward to this one too. Thank you so much.
That's a lovely thing, Sam. Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, that's what we try and do. I mean, in the dark stuff that we actually talk about, I think if you can't do it with a laugh and a joke and a smile, then we're all going to go down the sewer with it, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. And I can actually, I'd like to say something about that. I've been talking to a lot of friends recently locally, and you know, everyone's like, what's going to happen next? What's the next shoe to drop? You know, people hit me up all the time. What's going to happen next, Matt? You know, The thing about predicting things is like, if you're wrong, you're a total ass, you know? Yeah. And then nobody believes you again. So I'm not the foreteller predictor guy. But one thing that I do realize, kind of like what you said, if you can't laugh on it at it, then you're not maintaining your frequency properly. What I do know, what I feel is coming, is something extreme that all those knobheads are going to be, I get to use these words today. All those idiots, all these people, we'll call them people, that are double masked in their cars right now, afraid of the air that they breathe. They are in a space of trauma and they've been traumatized for years now. And that PTSD is not letting up. No one's snapping them out of their trauma.
It's getting worse. So,
yeah. And in that space, they'll take anything that the media tells them, basically hook, line, and sinker. So the next thing, if it's like Project Bluebeam or something really extreme, people are going to be totally freaking losing it. Like losing it. There might be frequencies accompanied with it. There might be voice to skull stuff. There might be complete freaking chaos in the streets. Okay. Like nothing we've seen will ever prepare us for what's next. I'm thinking, this is my prediction.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Whatever it may be. But the most important thing for us to know as truthers is we have to learn to zen our way through it, to literally just be finding our peace in it all and owning our frequency, maintaining our resonance, and not getting sucked into the chaos around us. Because for one, it'll likely all be fake. but two, it'll be contagious. The frequencies are contagious. And if we can shine the light and show the people the grounded way of truth and not falling for the BS, then we can shine our light to let our brothers and sisters find their way out of the dark. And it's going to be something like that. So own your frequency, find your Tao, Zen, however you got to do it, whether it's, you know, meditation or yoga or Tai Chi or whatever it is. And I'm not good at it. When someone flips out at me in the grocery store, I lose it immediately. So I got to find my place. You know what I'm saying? I got to find my place.
Also on a simple level, what you're saying, Matt, is when we see this shite happen, which we all know is kind of going to happen at some point, whatever it is.
It's picking up on that word shite. Sorry.
just don't panic. Don't panic. That's
That's the right one, yeah.
Just don't. I mean, this sounds nuts now, right? But me and Dom talked about this, and I was saying to somebody, I'm not going to try and predict anything, but I was thinking with all the TV shows and films about meteorites and space, I think it'll be something space-based. to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And that's only a hunch.
Space baked. Yeah.
Space baked. And we were on about it, and I had a really weird dream, right? And it was that this anomaly, and it looked like a meteorite or something. And it's a recurring dream I've had loads of times. It's sometimes like a UFO or something that comes from the sky. And in it, there was kind of some destruction. But I was running around, and maybe it's just because we talk about it, saying it's all fake. Don't trust it. Don't panic. And this was in a dream. It was bizarre. And we'd just been talking about that. And that when you just brought that up, that's what it reminded me of. But yeah. I've always had crazy dreams as well, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's really fascinating. And not to interrupt you, Dom, but I want just interject.
You're the guest.
So yeah. Thank you. And I love you guys. Thank you so much. And my whole life, especially the past few years, I analyze everything. And yeah, right before COVID happened, and I was about to have 2 years of shite, like literally the universe threw me so much stuff all at once. Like I never get any play with girls or anything like that. Like people might think that I do, but I'm not like that, you know? And right before COVID, it was like the universe wanted me to, it basically like sped up like 10 years of my life and crammed it all into a few months. So all of a sudden people are hitting me up like, oh, you're my dream guy, Matt, and all this. And I'm like, what is going on? The universe tricked me to go to Florida to chase some girl so I could see my grandmother one last time before COVID, because she's totally paranoid about all that. Wants me to get a PCR test to come see her and all that. I'm not going to do it. So all these things were wrapped up right before COVID, right? And then in retrospect, I'm analyzing them and I'm like, whoa, seems like my higher self knew that some weird new, because we stepped on to a whole new timeline, it seems. It all seems like paradigm. We're different people, you know? And so I had to shed the old Matt, step into the new Matt, and all these things had to like flush out to teach me who I was and who I was becoming and all this. It's very fascinating. So over this past few months, I've been literally addicted to watching movies. And you're right, I'm an activist, yes. And I run my EMF protective clothing line, and I'm always doing activism stuff. But recently I've found that part of this learning is about the social engineering that we've grown up with. And the movies, we got really smoky here from fires. I started watching like 3 movies a day, you guys, every single day, like a robot. I went through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Each decade is very specific. The film stock changes right when the decade changes. 1960, the film stock changes. 1970, the film stock changes. Everything is space programming. Like, oh my God, every single movie I'm watching, they say stuff like, oh, you'd have to be an idiot to think that there's not other life out there in outer space. And then you hear some fucking knob head saying that out in public and you're like, dude, you absorb that from some media. You know, you picked that up off the TV. You're not smart. You're just repeating something that makes you think that you're smart. Just like other things that like we get programmed with. So I'm thinking to myself, why have I been drawn so much to absorbing all these movies? Okay, maybe the internet might get cut off. Who knows? Maybe that happens in a few years, in a few months, but whatever it is, maybe we lose our access to information and I'm taking all these notes about all these movies and learning all these things. Maybe I'm just focusing on and trying to consolidate and understand the programming. People got sat down in front of that TV right when it came out and they got shown the moon landing and everything else was programming after that. Nobody from that generation could even say, oh, hey, I think it's a lie, because there was not that perspective. Everything was just fabrication and lies shoved up their arses. And what are they going to do? You know, they have no other potential concept to even think. There's no polarity, duality. There's no truth. So here we are, and they've stacked all this stuff in our consciousness, and we have a collective consciousness. There's plenty of people alive today that are in their 60s and 70s that have been full-on programmed by all that space stuff. And you're right. It's all asteroids, meteors, aliens, good and bad, Martians, Mars attacks, all this stuff. There's a lot of really good movies in there, but everything shifted come 2001, okay? So we had good movies, good music, and we had decades, you guys, all right? This is a very interesting and important concept. We had decades, and decades defined us as humans, okay? I was born in the 60s, but I grew up in the 70s and blah, 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 and I'm an 80s baby. Personally, I was born in 1980, and the 80s were badass, and then the 90s got weird and techie and all this stuff. Like, I am a product of my decades, okay? So what happened in 2001 when we had 9/11 and the terror attack and the whole shift into a whole new timeline, whatever you want to call it, the full-on hijacking, which was ongoing, but it increased exponentially and was like turned up, like George Bush said, time to initiate a new world order. And we lost, they took away our decades. So they stripped us of our identity. So no one's like, oh, I was born in the 10s, in the 20s, you know, 2020. The media, when has the media ever said the 20s? This is what the 20s is like. They took away our decades, our identities. They gave us total shite. Like there's no good movies or anything coming out in the past 20 years. So all we can do is reflect on the brainwashing of the past that's been indoctrination and programming space especially. And then I just saw that NASA went up and jumped on an asteroid and tried to shoot it the other way, just like that Bruce Willis movie. So the thing about that is it looked so fake. But why would they make it so fake? They have access to Hollywood. They have unlimited budget. I think that they're trying to divide the consciousness so extreme that we are looking at them like, are you fucking stupid? And they're looking at us like, why don't you believe what I believe? Because they will believe anything when the lies get that obvious. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you believe that? Okay, let's push the envelope a little more. Oh, you believe that? Push the envelope a little more. Then Santa Claus shows up in the sky and the hologram glitches and they will still not even believe that it's a lie because they don't have that frame of reference. They don't want to believe that the whole world's going to come crumbling down on them. So I also think that there could be a fake meteor asteroid thing. You know, I believe that it's like the programming and everything and the mind control and everything. It's very slow and subtle, until it's not, right? We learned that with 9/11. We learned that with COVID. It's like, oh, it's slow. No big deal. No, they want to turn people into robots and get this transhumanism thing pushed into this new era. Like 2030, they want robots walking around. How are they going to pull that off? They need a trigger event. They need a trigger event that turns the truth upside down and makes anybody who's telling, like literally if a meteor hit and all these millions of people died and the truthers are saying, look, that's BS. They will be shamed and almost blamed for the deaths. You know what I mean? So there feels like there's something on the horizon likely to do with the 5, 6, 7 decades of mind control, brainwashing. Going to the movie, if you have a movie, this is so sad. There's no movie stores anymore. I looked up New York City, one movie store still. You're in New York City, you can go to all these little kiosks, but if you search, you can find one video rental store in the whole of New York City. So search in there. There's like 5 genres. One of the genres is science fiction, and all of that is mind control. Everyone on Earth has seen a science fiction movie, and it puts these things into the consciousness that are considered fact. And then everyone is believing these facts. And then I'll pass the mic to you in a second. So check this out. I believe that we're beings of resonance. We're like creator gods. But why would our creator or whatever give us the ability to be gods and to create if we are resonating in falsehoods? If we resonate in lies, then there's a backstop mechanism that takes away our powers, right? Why would we be able to resonate falsehoods and then create shit? It wouldn't make sense. So once we resonate in full truth, we come into our truest potential, which is what they want to block. And so that's a whole conversation. And then I'm realizing that all of us, sadly, there's been war and all this trauma put on humanity. So our upbringing and our parents, they had trauma. So we're here to process that trauma. And we come in at a very more dense level. We're processing our family traumas and like helping all that heal. And we're coming through our own stuff and then rising from it. So I'm witnessing that. And I'm like, okay, wow, we got kind of this spiritual protection. So we come in and the negative forces can't even see our light because we're bogged down through this growth process, but we will rise like the phoenix and no one's going to be able to fuck with us soon. But the children, you look in their eyes are glowing, bro. Their eyes are glowing. I can see these like certain children, not everyone, but certain children with the right parents, I can see them a block away and they're glowing. They're not here to go through their karmic cycle. They're not here for the bullshit that we had to go through. They're here to save the day. And I can see it in them. They're also going to have to go through some shit, I think. I can see it in their eyes that they are here to fight. It's a spiritual battle. So also, I think that the powers that be know that they're here and they're going to do their absolute best to inflict trauma on them so that they have to come back in this process so they can keep this frequency locked, right? But I don't think that they're going to accumulate karma or be traumatized by anything, because they are a different form of consciousness that's here to literally change everything. They're not here to fuck around like anybody else. It's amazing. I think that the future is bright.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much to pick up on there, Matt. We could be here for another 4 shows, couldn't we?
Also, just quickly before I forget, the thing you said about the children, I think we've kind of brought that up before, haven't we, Don? Because you think with the new nonsense that's just happened, all these people, I mean, we've all been talking about this shit for years, but loads of people woke up, if you like. They've got kids who they're going to tell from day one, your entire system's been a lie. Our entire system's been a lie. Who's looked into it? So they've created not only the truthers, as you like, but their kids.
They've created a paradox, haven't they?
Of children, yeah. I was saying to Dom the other day, Matt, when after 2000, if you think just after 2000 as well, when the internet became in everyone's houses, it's almost like they could have had a race, couldn't they? The powers that be would have said, we need the internet because that's what we're going to use to control everybody. And we wouldn't be able to do all these things we're going to do if we didn't have it. But at the same time, when that starts, there's going to be a learning curve like there's never been before. So there's going to be this race to doomsday, if you like. I'm not saying doomsday, but this race to whatever goal it is they want. And they've got to beat everyone who's getting smarter, quicker as well. And they'd be racing them to get to that point. And I think that's the point we're at now, the junction we're at now, where you see them push forward, then pull back a little bit, push forward and pull back a little bit.
I think what they're worried about, Chris, is we did a show about some downloads and how for some people we can absorb or accept the amount of information. It doesn't scare us. It doesn't put us off. We can absorb this information and translate it, put it into thought, positive thought, and process it and words, and pass it on to people that can't be argued with, not because we think we're right, but because we're passing truthful information on. It isn't even part of us. It's not part of us, you know? There's no ego attached to it. And for some reason, a very small minority, and we haven't asked for it, we don't know why, maybe we do, but we can download and disseminate this information in a split second, like you're eating an apple. It's just normal.
Like you just did that, man. Actually.
Yeah.
It's resonance. It's frequency and resonance. And as we get on that resonance with our bodies, then our bodies can absorb those inputs and process them. I believe that our chakra system is actually a divine processor of inputs. So you guys know Pink Floyd? You've seen that Pink Floyd album? Yeah. So there's that prism. The prism on the Pink Floyd album, it breaks down the rainbow, the light, sunlight, and it breaks it down into a Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. That is actually humans. Those are humans. So people are light slowed down into physical form, fractured out into the rainbow, Roy G. Biv. And that's what our chakra system is, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, starting at red in our sacral, going all the way up. People don't recognize that or realize that because they're afraid of talking about spirituality and all that stuff because it's twisted and upside down and hijacked and whatnot. But this is true. We are resonant beings of light here to get dense and then to shed this density and to become, you know, closer to light again, right? So as we maintain our inputs, which is, you know, you put truth in you instead of lies and good food instead of, you know, crap.
Shite. Yeah.
I was going to say shite. Totally. So then as we honor our inputs, our vibration raises. And as we come to these, you know, epiphanies and see, like, even lies is part of truth. Like, I was having this conversation with someone recently. They don't want to accept lies because it's scary. And I said, no, truth is scary. It can be daunting, but truth is a high vibration. You have to honor it, recognize it, you know, and love it. And here we are, as basically we are shepherds of truth. And we're here bringing it forward, and we're being put in these very unique situations that not everyone is in. For instance, I'm in this extremely unique situation. I own an EMF clothing company, and it's actually leading the industry globally. And I had this whole thing, this, like, sometimes I get caught up and I'm like, I have to have something done by a certain point. And then in retrospect, I'm like, oh my God, that's why. So I had to have the EMF company out by September 19th, 2019, I was able to go on this big radio show and get it all out to the world and really start pushing it mid-September. and I had this date in my head. I got to get it out by then. So I started pushing these silver foam bags. I've told you this before, but now I'm like I'm really understanding it and recognizing the position that I'm in. And so I have to get this out. So I started making these silver phone bags. You put your phone in, the phone blacks out. There, I sold them all over the world. My supplier in Asia sold tens of thousands of these all over the world, especially in Germany, in Israel, parts of Europe, and Asia. Okay. So these phone bags of this one layer of silver fabric, any phone that you put in, and it stops the signal. So then come the lockdown of March 2020, people start hitting me up, cursing me out. Your phone bags don't work anymore, Matt. And I'm like, how could that be? I'm like, send it back. I'll send you a new one. Must be a manufacturer's defect. Send it back. Send them a new one. They're cursing my name. The phone bag doesn't work. They've had it for 6 months or 2 months or 1 week or whatever. And the phone bag worked fine. You put your phone in, no signal, no calls, no texts. But then all of a sudden it's ringing through the bag. So I started to do the research and question it and freak out because I had all this inventory that wasn't working. And I came to terms with the fact that it seems like the phones are emitting way more radiation than they ever were. So I got double layered bags, got a whole bunch of them, you know, which is what you have to do when you're a company. The factory is like, you got to get 20,000 of them or whatever. So I negotiated and got a whole bunch of these double layered, two layers of this silver dense fabric. The one layer was blocking all signals for all of history, every phone before March 2020. So I get this double layer bag, I send it out to everyone. Everyone's stoked. Thanks, Matt. You fixed the problem. It must have been leaking through the one layer fabric. So I send them out to everybody. I'm selling thousands of these bags. I'm really excited. And then right when the Omicron variant came up in October of that year, all of a sudden the phones are ringing through the bags again. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on? Right. So I've contact my supplier and she's like, they're like, look, you can't make a three-layer bag. It's pointless. Like all the bags in Asia are working fine. You know, they're like, we don't know what's going on. And I'm like, look, in the United States, the frequencies out of the phones is cranked up to the point that they're penetrating the two-layer bags. So I made a three-layer foam bag with a layer of copper nickel composite sandwiched between two layers of silver, three layers, three metals. Now you put any phone in there, nothing gets through. I don't think anything will ever get through. This is like as good as it's going to get. So now they're cranking up the radiation again. People are starting to get sick again. And I'm recognizing that it is 100,000,000%. Definitely. I don't come to conclusions like this. I don't just say things. I've come to the conclusion that it's not just a corollary, but it's a causal relationship where people are either getting the new iPhones or they're getting an upgrade to the phone, or the phone's just getting cranked up to be on this new bandwidth.
App. New app or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Or some new app. And then they're getting these symptoms, which is actually low level radiation sickness symptoms. And nobody on earth is in my shoes, guys. Nobody. Nobody is an activist with an EMF protection clothing line going around telling about this. And I've actually looked into my competitors. Their phone bags don't work right now because they have a big inventory. They weren't able to adjust twice like I was. And now they're like, look, we got foam bags, but they just decrease the radiation. They don't eliminate it. Mine eliminate it. So I'm out there firsthand. I went to this Freedom Market yesterday. Oh my gosh, I learned so much about humans yesterday. It's amazing. One thing that I learned, and this will second what you said, this woman came up to me talking to me about chemtrails, and I give out my Frank and Skies flyers and DVDs, and I got my EMF clothing at this cool Freedom Market. 30 vendors selling anything. One dude's selling cannabis. So something else. So you can sell anything you want. Freedom, free to sell anything you want. And where I live in Oregon, it's you can open carry. So people are there with like guns and stuff. And it's just like, don't mess around here, you know? And everyone's freedom oriented. Everybody was really cool. This one woman came up to me and said, my 4 and 6-year-old didn't even have to get told about chemtrails. They're telling me about it. They're telling me, mom, that's not real. Mom, that's not good. Mom, we should do something about this. Let's try to dissipate it with our third eye. These kids are so dialed in that it's not even like, oh, you got to convince them, or, oh, there's two sides to this, or, oh, you got to see the lies and the truth. They know, they can feel it. They can discern. They are just dialed in their different resonance where like truth is their being. So back to the EMF clothing line, I line silver, I have silver fabric that I line and make hats and baby blankets. I've got 35 items now. I came up with some awesome stuff. Texting gloves, best texting gloves in the world. Beanies and men's underwear and all that. And I created a coupon code called Sheep Farm for especially your listeners in the UK. It's 15% off. So if anybody wants to dabble and just grab a phone bag or a DVD or something, then they can basically get their shipping taken care of at least. So that's something. But I just wanted to say, like, the universe or God put me in a position. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I got in this unique coincidental. There's like a plan for our experiential existence. So we have a spiritual, a physical, and an experiential. There's three different things. Our physical body works with our spirit, and our spirit influences our physical existence. But also there's this experiential existence called the matrix. I call it the matrix. And it works around, and you know that 1000, 1000, I think we're the ones, and the zeros are these Mr. Smiths that try to get in our way and prevent us from interacting with the ones. Because we're all supposed to be coming together to find the ones, to find our tribe, to find the light bringers, the right people, the truth bringers, to find our tribe, to come together to do the damn thing. Neo was one. Yeah, Neo was one of the ones. And we are also ones. I think we all are ones, but separated by zeros. And they want us all split up and spread out. And anytime we try to get connected to our tribe, literally these Mr. Smith agents come in and disrupt it. And we don't realize that they're actually like NPCs or clones. Dude, you guys.
Pac-Man, that's what I think of them.
That's
an interesting
theory.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting, interesting theory, but not like Mr. Smith where they're coming at you with kung fu and stuff. Just more subtle.
Awkwardness. Yeah.
just a little bit shit anywhere.
Yeah, you know, like in The Matrix, there's the red dressed woman who like distracts Neo for a second. Yeah. Like literally, I'll be about to meet someone who's gonna connect me and we're gonna be activists and do all these things. And then this red dressed woman comes over and just distracts me for a second so I don't meet that person. All sorts of stuff happens like that in our experiential existence to distract and deter our
spirit. It's not a polka dot dress. Sure, it's not a polka dot dress,
Well, you never know. But I've experienced it a lot recently. And like synchronicities will try to line things up and then other things try to get in the way. So there's always this constant battle between good and evil. And if you honor and recognize it, if you honor the whole thing and see it, then you can start to work with the good and dismantle the bad and like literally witness it for what it is, you know? Yeah. And it's like some negative aspects try to
mess with
you.
And sometimes it can be disguised, can't it? We're disguised as, I'll say friends. It can be disguised as family members or work colleagues. It can be disguised as me as well. We've all gone through it and they can view you the same as well because
we've talked about this.
Quite a deep subject, actually.
Quite a decent way. Trying to do something and someone's just stopping it from happening for no reason at all. Not even for a personal gain, just for the hell of it. You don't understand why, and you can be trying to do something positive as well.
Just going back through the people who have been the Omicron variant and what have you, we were getting emails about people showing up with MAC addresses after they'd been three dart finished, so they'd had three jabs, a booster. It definitely started happening more after they'd had the third one. And start showing up with MAC addresses. Have you heard anything like that over in your neck of the woods?
Is this a Brit word? Maca?
MAC? No, the MAC. Like a, not like a Mackie D, but like a computer address, like an ID. So from the jab, it's like it's not an IP address, but it's like a MAC address is what equipment would have.
A Bluetooth number.
Basically. Yeah, like an IMEI that a mobile would have or, you know. It's like
you were saying a Macca dress.
Yeah. That's proper York. I'm
like, who's wearing a Macca dress?
Yeah.
No, it's all very slippery slope. I'm not a subscriber to crypto. I know it's very exciting and enticing.
I don't think it's crypto. It's more the fact that the jab has given them some kind of technology so there's an interface there now.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting there. Yeah. I appreciate you. So it's all like this one big umbrella or this octopus with all these tentacles. It's like people don't grasp that the aluminum in the chemtrails interacts with the fluoride from your water, interacts with the stuff in the jab, interacts with the stuff in the GMO food, and then slowly but surely this 30-year soup finally makes you into a robot. And it's like, dude, they were planning this for a long, long time. So the Bluetooth thing that's coming up on people's phones and stuff interacting with the third booster, I'm familiar with this. I'm familiar with almost anything you can bring up because people see me stuff every single day. Having nearly 70,000 followers on Facebook, I get it all. And I answer every message, you guys. Oh my gosh. People are sending me.
Look at you.
Oftentimes it's total crap. You know, people send me stuff and I'm like, oh, thumbs up. And it's BS. Like they've been fed some BS and they're like recycling it. And I can feel it now. I can feel what's real and what's not and whatnot. And we can talk about these purple lights actually as well, something else. But firstly, so yes, the Bluetooth is coming up and all of this is an interactive software thing that it's all getting set up. So there's the crypto interacting with QR codes and social credit system and the digital currency and all of it. And it's all under this transhumanism agenda, which all has us, you know, as
the product.
Bluetooth receivers and signal receivers, and we're giving off and receiving signals. So once everyone's up to, you know, gotten their 10th booster or whatever,
you need that 10th booster. You need it.
They'll be receiving and sending signals. And what's really wicked is when you have a mobile phone now, even though it says 4G, it's coming onto this 5G network. And what the 5G network is completely different than anything of its predecessors. People can't grasp this. It's a different type of radiation, not more radiation than before, completely different form of radiation your body's never witnessed. That's why you're becoming sick to it. That's why when your friend is having radiation detox symptoms and you go hang out with them and they're shedding those exosomes, your body's like, oh, I want to shed radiation too. I've got some of that in my body. And then you have radiation detox symptoms just like that. It's not what we have been told. So if you look up this like Bill Gates 666 crypto patent, it's literally sweat equity turned into crypto. So it's like, imagine we're completely roboted out and there's social credit system and I open the door for you and you smile, big smile. And my little eyes have like a chip in them and they see the big smile. Because I opened the door for you and you smiled, my little social credit score will go up 1 point. And because I did that action and the cryptocurrency thing is monitoring every sweat action, every sweat equity action that my body does, because I'm robotic and everything is monitored. This is like the dystopian crypto future that I'm, you know, trying to dismantle and fight. But every little thing you do is commoditized. So you open the door and that was like, you know, this amount of exertion and the door was this heavy. They smiled this big. You get a half of a cent.
The energy harvesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. You got money for that. And so all that interconnectivity has to do with your being totally dialed in with that graphene. It's all through your body. Dude, I'm going like this. This is me doing something. Or what's that little, I'm doing the little violin for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this little violin, there's got to be graphene in my fingers for my body to understand that I'm moving. This isn't worth that much. But if you smile real big from this, then I'll get more social credit scores. If you cry, my points will go down. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked.
All right, so everyone walking around with a fake grin on the face.
Yes.
Oh my God, you've painted a very bizarre dystopia.
If you see the scores, if you see the social credit scores on the people's heads in the AI Chinese
I've seen that.
Cameras,
I've seen
that. The cameras, yeah. Some of the people have such a low credit score that they're on the verge of going red. When they go red, they can't get on transit. They can't open their banks anymore and they're screwed. So you better believe they're going to be smiling super big like that Black Mirror episode and all that garbage. Yeah. So the QR code in conjunction with crypto, in conjunction with this Bluetooth tech that's connected to the graphene and all that stuff, it's all super evil. The Lee Rothschild came up with this QR code, which he stole basically, but patented. And he patented the QR codes connecting things to the internet. So it's like stolen. Now it's under the Rothschilds. And now a lot of places you go, they're like, oh, we can't do paper anymore. We do touchless. And they got the QR codes on almost everything. Eventually, you're just going to have a freaking phone. And then eventually that'll be embedded in you. And all that stuff, your driver's license, your social credit score, all of it will be dialed into that. So I'm sorry to you guys. You can tell me to shut up. Okay. So
saying it is, you're going to love your servitude, isn't it? Brave New World.
Mm-hmm. Look, you should have a big smile on your face.
So I've always struggled with, like, I don't want to accumulate karma here. I don't want to go to like some, I don't want to go to war with humanity. I love my brothers and sisters. I know they're trying to put a civil war together in the United States. And I know that the upheaval and the order out of chaos is all part of the plan. Okay. Publicly clones were being made or born in the year 2000. So if that's not something, we know clones are walking around at least the age of like 20, 25 years old. Probably they're making clones even before that. So there's clones walking around that, in my opinion, if you didn't get born naturally, you're soulless. All right. And I've had this discussion with someone else about transhumanism and this and that. And like, well, what if you become part robot? And then what if you replace all of your organs and stuff with robotics? Eventually, you don't have that vessel anymore that's like natural, and the soul can't reside in it as much. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, when people are total cyborgs and jabbed completely and walking around without souls, I won't have a problem killing them.
they're already dead. Matt, they're already dead.
Yeah, I'll be helping them. I'll be helping their vessel like get back to source, and their trapped soul will be able to move on. So this is really out there conspiracy stuff, and I'm interested to see where this goes. And some people listening will be like, oh God, thank God they're talking about this. I live in Ashland, Oregon. There's three states on the West Coast. The whole West Coast of the United States is getting hijacked. It goes California, Oregon, Washington. The whole of the West Coast is getting completely bamboozled. The headlines are total nonsense. There's this thing called watermelons that's going around. Watermelons is this full-on green initiative where it's green on the outside, but it's actually red on the inside, like commie red socialist on the inside. So they're telling everybody in the West Coast, the greenest thing to do is to get rid of gasoline. We have to get rid of gas cars. These fucking knobheads don't even know that the energy's coming from a coal power plant. You're not doing any better. You're not doing any better by getting electrical vehicles. You're actually doing worse. And you're controlled, and then they can turn you off. And that the West of the United States has so much geographical barriers and stuff that if you have a charge on a car that can only go 500 miles, you can't get out of the desert and the mountains around here. You have to stay put. It's all going to be part of this control mechanism. They're banning generators. So many people live off grid here, you guys, and they're banning them by 2030. So these people are going to be forced off grid. I mean, in grid, they're going to be forced to live in the cities and controlled. And there will be this like human versus non-human kind of uprising, because I know there's so many people seen through it all. Okay, so I live on the California-Oregon border, which in the United States, these borders are very pivotal spots, especially California borders. I mean, California's turning into crazy communist China. It's unreal. So on the California border, when I come into my town, there is a street lamp that is now bright purple. It looks like a black light, okay? It's the only street lamp in town that's associated with cameras. Like, there's a lot of street lamps in town, probably 1,000. The only street lamp in town that has 8 cameras. None of the street lamps in town have any cameras. This street lamp has 8 cameras and this white 5G panel thing. No other street lamps has a white panel. No other street lamps have the purple light. No other street lamps have the cameras. No other street lamps are on the California border. So I'm all about statistics. And I'm a conspiracy kind of dude, but at the end of the day, when things don't add up, and my soul is completely insulted when I look at the official story, which the official story is that these lights are faulty, and they tell you, call in the power company and let them know, and they'll come and replace the lights. Dude, people have been calling these people for years because they started right when we got locked in. None of them have been replaced. They've all been escalated, and everyone's coming up with theories. What are these purple black lights? Okay. So I toyed with it a lot. I think about these things all the time. I will literally wake up thinking about it, go to sleep thinking about it, meditate thinking about it, drive 10 hours thinking about it. Whatever I'm doing, I'm trying to find some resonance of what makes the most sense. Because anytime you hear a conspiracy theory, folks, anytime you hear anything new, I want you to take it and think about repeating that story to your coworker, your grandmother, your mom, and anybody who thinks that you're a total fucking knobhead for thinking about conspiracy theories. And imagine the look on their face when you say the stupid shit that's coming out of your mouth, okay? Because they want you spreading the craziest possible thing to enforce the divide, to create the divide. Even if it's true, they want you to enforce and create the divide, okay? So that there's just this huge division. So when we're completely ostracized, they're going to want us to think that, they want everyone to think that we're the 1% minority and we're super evil for even thinking that way. And that we're the ones burning down 5G towers and all this stuff. And there's something that needs to be done about us. But I've thought about it. Also, the purple light, you guys, it got turned on the day your fucking queen supposedly died, which I don't think she was. I think she's been long gone.
Yeah, I think she's been long gone.
And there's
she
like
my some, queen.
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry to say that. So no, there's been like some, there's like an evil scripture that these that these evil Satanists like go by. And in their evil scripture, the queen, their evil queen, and it's probably not named the queen, and it's probably named some like succubus, whatever thing. Whenever their succubus, satanic evil thing, Medusa, dies in their scripture, then this like thing unfolds like 66 days later or whatever. And then it's like this timeline. It's this, it's like this laid out, foretold evil exchange of events, like the timeline.
Beginning so, of a new era, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to follow this chain of events, don't they? So is a
seems like it. Yeah. It seems like she died. And then they're like, oh, release the corona, because that means crown.
Yeah.
And then that was like telling the elite, oh, it's beginning, but not really. But then when they completely announced her passing, even though she'd done like Zoom meetings and stuff before that looked totally fabricated. Like,
I mean, that CGI stuff, yeah.
Yeah, she hadn't been around, but they chose a specific time and date to announce it. And she always represented purple. And I guess Prince did a song, Purple Rain, but the song really talks about R-E-I-G-N, rain. And homonyms are our downfall, really. It's part of this witchcraft. We don't even know what we're saying with all these homonyms. So,
do you know, Matt, when Prince died, there was a beer brought out for the Queen's, was it, Dom? It was for the Queen's something or other.
Jubilee.
Queen's Jubilee, I think, wasn't it? And it was like a couple of days on the same week Prince died, and they brought a beer out called Purple Rain, like a publicity beer. Bizarre, really bizarre. And that was from a brewery just north of where I live, actually, in Bury St. Edmunds.
Interesting. So hidden in plain sight stuff. Yeah. So there's a lot of elite, rich, total, like super rich people that live in the town that I'm in. And it's very polarized. Like a lot of awesome activist type people are called here. And then because people are called here, it's at the base of this volcano. They like literally burned us out 2 years ago and destroyed like 2,500 homes in the middle of the day, just pulverized them, smart meter fires, with arsonists. And so they do try to clean out the energy, but still we're coming. And still there's this like weird, dark, evil energy here. So on the day the queen supposedly passed, this purple light comes up. And it's very much beyond statistically significant, I mean, beyond corollary, because it's beyond coincidental, all of these little things, okay? So what is the purple light, in my opinion, what it could possibly be? And a lot of everyone online, which is great that I have these people online because I can stage a question and get all this amazing feedback from really cool truthers from all over the world. People are convinced that those with all the boosters and luciferase in their veins will be glowing. They'll be glowing. And those that don't glow will then be like targeted and forced to glow. That's totally nuts. I'm not buying that. So what I do, and then try repeating that to your grandmother. It sounds so nuts that they're just not going to listen to anything you say ever again. Okay. It's like, come on, I'm going to be glowing. I'm not going to be glowing. So I think that there's AI. I think there's some serious tech that we don't know about because there's a full-on hijacking. I mean, like maybe interdimensional, demonic, gray aliens actually talked to Hitler and was like, here's the freaking plan, yo, and planned it all out. So like, they've got tech, they've got plans, they've got all these things that are about to really show themselves. So I think that possibly, oh, there's two firm theories here. Number one is a lot of the juice that's been put into people, it has a activation method by a certain frequency of light, like a UV activator. So this purple black light is in high population density regions where people are coming through a lot and people are being activated, the stuff inside them, the graphene's being activated. So maybe it's like a time release that now they're all gonna croak at once or turn into zombies at once. I don't know, or maybe they'll all like hear the freaking Project Bluebeam voice at once. If everyone starts hearing voice, the same voices, the people that don't hear the voices, sorry, the people that don't hear the voices are going to be the ones considered crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something seems to be happening, either an activation or because there are patents about this luciferase being activated under certain frequencies, like of light. So that is like very
well. David Bowie went on about the black noise, didn't he? He talked about the black noise in the back in the 70s, that it could actually take people over and kill them. So I mean, the black noise. It was a great interview with him talking about that. I mean, noise is a frequency, so it's the same thing, really, isn't it?
Fascinating. I'll have to check that out. And some of these amazing people, like Chris Cornell or different musicians and whatnot, they are in it. They're witnessing it. Like some of their freaking drummers and stuff has like sold their soul. And they're like, oh shit, man. Like what, you're a Satanist now? Come on, dude. It's like they're up in it, you know? So they see it and then they try to, some of them with the hearts, they try to disclose it, get it out there in their own little ways so that they don't get killed in the process. Some do get killed, you know, if they don't play ball.
Like Chris Cornell. Yeah.
Yeah. Whitney Houston, Chris Cornell. There's a lot of people, I believe, that got killed for trying be right. So the theory that I'm toying with is this, and this is super weird and dark, but believe me, you, it's all empowering. Okay. Any of this is like, oh no, we're under attack. Oh no, they're planning on getting my kids and all this. Every aspect of this needs to be empowering. Because why? Because we are supernatural, super spiritual, co-creator, like gods. We are so powerful that they are trying to pull out all the stops. They're trying to pull out all the stops. Everything has been a plan to accumulate the toxins in our body, to accumulate the nanobots in our body, to accumulate the fluoride in our body, to crank up the frequencies, to get us primed and brainwashed and tuned. And like they couldn't crank up the frequency all at once or we'd all drop dead. So it's all this like slow and steady thing to get us to where we're going, which is coming up very soon.
It seems to have been since the mid 1850s that this sort of thing was pushed, you know. Dinosaurs existed, evolution and all this nonsense that we were told about. And then all the electrification of the world started and telegraph and radar and radio and all these things. And then after the Second World War, it seemed to have been cranked up again with the toxicity. And
World War One, I cranked it up. Then World War Two was like a sucker punch. And then
the Chuck Norris roundhouse, as me and Chris call it.
Roundhouse. Yeah. A little bit of rest time and then 2000, it's like Matt said, and then it's just fucking crazy time, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's easy because we can look back and we can see our parents and our grandparents and how they succumbed to all this mental and physical and biological toxicity. Mm-hmm. It's quite obvious. I mean, I talk about it because I don't know if in my other life, we run a natural health clinic using ozone therapies, and among others. And so, health was one thing that because we've got Lyme disease, me and my wife, whatever Lyme disease is. And so we use natural stuff for the last 15 years to sort of mend whatever it caused. And so we talk about health things, and it was quite blatantly obvious to me that something, the control of humans was happening while I was studying all this in the 2000s. It was mentally, people have been lobotomized, and over time, lobotomized. We had a few jabs when we were kids. My kids had to have 10 times more than that. Kids now have to have double that to get past 3-year-old. I mean, are we 16, fucking insane? 16. Are we insane? You know, there's something like 30, I mean, it's not, and it's worse in America, but there's something like 33 jabs, it would be 33, but 33 jabs when they get to 16. And that's without the new COVID bollocks. So,
America as the most and the sickest, aren't they?
All invented by eugenicists. When you do research on these people, they're all eugenicists. They're not doing it for our own good, but people still, again, what is it? Yuri Bezmenov said he could lead that person to that concentration camp in Moscow and they still wouldn't believe it were a concentration camp. They're that stupefied.
Well, they have big hearts, you know?
Yeah. But that's the problem, isn't it? They're so nice. People are so nice and trusting that they are led. The ultimate abuser, isn't it? You know, do you want an extra ice cream? Do you want to see some puppies? It's that ultimate abuser syndrome where your friend, Bill Gates, would he really trust Bill Gates? If he was not Bill Gates, and we don't trust him, we know that, but you wouldn't trust him, would you? You wouldn't trust him. It just looked like...
I also think he's played a card there. He's got involved in the...
He managed bitch tits.
and now he's written a book about global warming, climate change.
Global warming change, yeah.
How professional is and how many angles? How can you... They're not even related. How does he go from that to that? You know what I mean? From being a...
To inventing a computer in his garage.
From making a computer in his garage, yeah.
They all invent computers in the garage, yeah.
seems like it, doesn't it? Yeah. And so Bill Gates, he's basically my arch nemesis. For those that don't know, he had this whole plan. This, I'll use the word cunt. This guy, yeah. This fucking cunt, Bill Gates. Oh my gosh. So he had this plan.
We got told off for using that word, didn't we, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got told off because someone said, you know, I've been using your work to show, what were it? Some the kids in
children.
Some teenagers in church. Who were reforming, right? And could you stop using that word, please? And we said, well, we're from Yorkshire. It's just part of our vocabulary. We use that word, you know. If I'm being nice, I call him a cunt. You know what I mean? And if I'm being horrible, I call it him as well. It's just...
Sorry. Sorry, people in the church again.
Yeah, sorry for people in the church. Yeah, yeah.
To play off the church thing, I'll let them be. God bless the people in the church because they can see the light and the dark. I've got instances in my life, like my mom completely believes in angels, but won't believe in demons. A lot of people are like that. It's part of the programming.
I'll just repeat something that you sent me. I mean, even though we sort of don't do podcasts that obviously last time, I think it was January, but you sent me an email a few weeks ago. The people who can see Satan in everything aren't looking to see Satan in everything. They're awake. To deception, because he is in everything. The people who can't see it are walking with the world and don't want their illusion destroyed because they would have to change their walk.
Yeah, and they'd realize they were worshiping Satan their whole lives.
Yeah. which is what we're doing. Well, we're not, but
it's Satan's world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Satan's world, sadly. Do you get the drift that something for them to be allowed to press this button in 2020, that some energy, something allowed them to do it? It's like they had permission to say, right, you can go to that next place. Or do you think this was always part of the plan?
I don't know about permission. I know that they definitely have some sort of like means of sidestepping karmic obligations and whatnot. So if they've conditioned us and told us enough through the outlets, media and whatnot, then we've been primed enough and everyone's been warned, they should see through it. It's like they didn't just pull the wool over our eyes. They told us that they were going to pull the wool over our eyes. And as they're doing it, they're like, this is bullshit, everyone. This is bullshit. If you do it, it's up to you.
Yeah.
You can wear 3 masks. If you don't, you might die. Dude, you might die right now. You might die right now. You might die right now. You might write
at
down.
At some point,
you'll
happen.
Yeah, you literally might die right now. Are you going to change your life accordingly? No, come on. So this fear of death, yeah. So to answer your question, okay, let's get this. Yeah, people are, the thing about people is they can't admit that, okay, people are very high vibration spiritual beings. They come from a higher place. They got dumped here, which is almost like hell or something. And they can't grasp evil. They can't grasp bad because they're good. They want to see the light in everyone because they are light. If they were evil, they would be like, oh yeah, I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not. They're not. And they're victims and they don't want to be victims. They want to be victimized because they're already victims of their own karma. They're here to serve their own karma and process their own shit. So being bombarded by something else, it's hard. I don't know if anybody got the okay, but on my horizon every night, there's this star thing that doesn't move and it spins and it shows a white light, a red light, a blue light, and it kind of bounces around. And anytime I point it out to anybody, they're like, that's not a star. That's weird. What is that? And anyone who's on the like level with me, we think it might be a control grid of sorts. So there's definitely control mechanisms with advanced technology that are trying to prevent us from what? A raising consciousness. Yeah. I believe that the previous humanoid existence had a spiritual war similar, and they had a raising consciousness to the point that the powers that be turned everything into fucking stone. Like, what better way to keep things locked into physicality than to turn everything into the densest physical matter here? So then they had to start over, redesign our DNA to try to rebrand us, keep us in a control frequency grid, and keep this.
Do you think the redesign? Station. Do you think the redesign left a bit of the old? So that's why we can see what's going on. It's like somebody equated it to that. If you go see an hypnotist, he or she can't hypnotize everybody. There's always some people that can't hypnotize, if you like, and we're then ones that can't be hypnotized for some reason. So part of that DNA change, there's still that old DNA there, and we obviously have that area, whether it's DNA or not, I'm using that as an example, that biology that can see through things.
It is DNA, and it was
redesigned. Or maybe we're like the protagonists. Maybe, and this is an horrible thought, but maybe we've got similar DNA to the protagonists, and we can see the opposite to what they can see, or see it as bad.
I do believe that we are all very powerful co-creative beings, like spiritual beings and whatnot. The controllers are stuck here to serve their karma. And as the vibration gets higher, they're not even going to be able to exist here. So they have to keep us locked in is one thing. And okay, so we are locked into a radio station, like a channel, a vibration. Okay. And if we start to break out of that channel of the locked in frequency that we've been locked in for centuries, probably, then there is some sort of control mechanism that's notified and triggered, and the power, the controllers know that they have to do something to lower the vibration. So they're like, all right, not time for 9/11, time for another false flag.
Time for 1960s. Let's get them drugged out of the mind.
Yes. So I believe that the lockdown and all that ensued from that was likely a reaction to a rising consciousness of sorts. They had to react to a threat. Yeah, there was a threat. It was like they reacted to something. And there's people that say that it was early, that they didn't want to have to do it then, that they planned on doing it later or something like that. And that kind of vibes with me. Definitely there is a monitoring going on. And if all of us started to have like a rising consciousness right now, they would just pull out the alien invasion or whatever they have that's going to completely dismantle. But also it's fascinating to think that they can't necessarily do certain things because of the rules of the world. So they can't just completely bamboozle us. They have to, like, I don't think that they could come out of left field with something we don't know about, okay? They've conditioned us, but part of that condition is disclosure. It's karmic law, you know, to tell us that they're gonna lie to us. And, you know, a lot of us know the truth because we've been told the truth, right? So it's not like they could just come up with something completely out of left field and have like some yellow Pokemon that we've never even see come and eat everybody. It's like, oh, I have no reference point.
Like you were saying about the alien thing, only in hindsight, once COVID had happened, did everyone see it in films? You could see it in certain films that the one of the next steps we're going to make could possibly be a fake pandemic. I mean,
exactly.
Contagion, Planet of the Apes, we talked about it with fair. There's loads of one thing. Can I just ask you, Matt? I mean, Dog talked about this, and I sent you a video the other day, and it wasn't from conspiracy theorists. This is what I found most fascinating about it. And it was of people on TikTok going, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but why is the moon there and the sun there? And I've pointed that out. They're just increasingly, and you're all about children. I've got a bike with my daughter and going to nursery. And she said, Dad, what's the moon doing there? That shouldn't be there. It only comes out at night. She's only 4 years old. She said that shouldn't be there.
My son said the same thing.
What do you think that's about? Because if the sun's there and the moon's there and they're both in the same...
It's impossible, really, isn't it? Yeah.
That means not only is the other half, that three quarters of the world, in moonlight, it's in absolute darkness. So what's your opinion on that, Matt? I just have it.
Why would you think outside the box and think for yourself? Why don't you just listen to what NASA says and believe those photos, even though they're just composite images? You know what I love is the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah.
It can take all these photos of space, but it's not able to turn around and take a photo of Earth or turn around and take a photo of the moon. Do you know why?
You must have forgot to put that steering wheel on it.
No. It's because it's going too fast.
Oh, that old chestnut.
I will grow old, then I will die. I'll be